Okay, right, the biscuits have all been bashed to smithereens. So what I'm going to do now is add a little bit of cinnamon to the biscuit mixture. Now this is optional, you don't have to add cinnamon. You can add whatever type of flavouring you want, really. You could have cinnamon or maybe just ground mixed spice, nutmeg or ginger, or you could just leave it alone and just have it, you know, with the biscuits and the melted butter. Now, I'm assuming this is the cinnamon. I can't read the writing on the jar, so I'm going to have to trust to the nose. And I have a feeling that that is not cinnamon, that is ground turmeric, which we really don't want to put into cheesecake. I'm really going to have to find a way of labelling up these spice jars. I've often thought about putting braille on them, but I don't have a lot of room. So if anyone's got any good ideas about labelling up spice jars so you don't have to read the print, do let me know. I'll be eager to find out. That certainly isn't certainly isn't cinnamon, that's chilli powder. So where, oh where is my cinnamon? Where are you? Come to mummy. I know it's here somewhere because I have used it before. So where are you, cinnamon? Aha. What's this? It looks quite full, so yes, you really can't mistake that for anything else but cinnamon. So it says about a teaspoonful, so I'm just going to measure a bit into my hand. I'm so used to measuring stuff out by hand, I don't often use teaspoons for dry things. Okay, so that's the cinnamon, and the next thing we do once we've mixed that in is we melt some butter. So I'll just give this cinnamon a quick mix in, just to make sure it's mixed into the crumbs, and then we want 90 grams of melted butter. So let's go and get a bowl, and as it happens, I have a bowl on my draining board that I can use for the butter. I give that a quick wipe and then we can go and measure it out. So come into the depths of my fridge. It's not that scary, really. Let's try and get past the cans of Coke that I have. Oh no, what's that? Oh, there's some Jaffa cakes in the fridge too. That might be rather nice when I come. Okay, well I've got some proper solid butter and I have some spreadable, so I'm going to use both because the proper butter needs to be used up, and then I shall just make it up with the spreadable. So let's turn on the trusty talking scales again. Here they come. And see how much butter I've got. Okay, we want 90 grams. 90 grams of butter, which is about 3 ounces. So we need a little bit extra. So I'm going to open up the spreadable butter. Come on, you bugger, open up. There. Thank you. And just cut some out of here. I'm rather fond of butter. I'm quite happy to eat a piece on its own. You probably think I'm mad. 72 grams. But it does help.
86 grams.
Nearly there.
88 grams.
Just a little more and we should get to 90 grams.
90 grams.
Okay, that will do nicely.